You got a burner. So we'll see.
You've been Randall having a hammy or something?
Yeah, he's sore in the hamstring. They held him.
David, obviously in that area, got to probably take a little bit extra precaution given what he's going through, right?
Well, we'll hear what they have to say first. But you know, we were all praying that it would be, you know, not an issue, that he would be able to come back and just go to work. And he was, you know, he was cleared, as you know. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm not going to speculate on what it is. We'll have to see what the doctors say.
He have numbness? Is that what he had?
He had a burner. I don't know what he had. He obviously was stung, just like you do when you get that.
Tom, was it a hit?
I'm not sure. I didn't see it, to be honest with you. I heard a couple of what it might have been, but I better look at the film first.
Can you describe the meeting with Beckman? What was that like to kind of get on the same page with, you know, how much?
We just had a discussion, that's all. Just player, coach, trying to get to know each other better, trying to make him understand what is. I see his frustration, and he sees our frustration. So, but don't make anything more of it than it is. It's a coach wanting a player on the field and the player wanting the player on the field. But don't, you know, but it'll happen, and when you're cleared to go, you'll go, and you're going to earn the respect of your teammates by virtue of what you do on the field and how well you study and work right now.
Tom, what have you seen out of Walter Thurman, and kind of what can he
out of who?
Out of Thurman in the secondary.
No, he's an aggressive player. Obviously, he comes from a program that just won, and so he's done a nice job at the nickel. He's done a nice job at the corner. So
was the fact that he came from a winner, obviously he's played well, but is that an attraction when you look at him as well, too?
It certainly helps, but the fact that, you know, he was graded where he was and we felt he could definitely be an upgrade, that was the most important thing.
Anything else on the day-to-day? Or you want to go to Strahan now? Let's go to Strahan now. Good idea.
Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
Tom, you know, Michael, obviously, and you had an interesting relationship over the years. What does it feel for you to see him, you know, knowing how you two began, to now see him going into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, incredible pride. You know, just incredible pride. Michael Strahan is a great football player. You know, he had that ability. He was taught right in the very beginning. He practiced hard. He ran to the ball. He was a great example for all the younger guys about doing that. He was excellent in the classroom. He was a dynamic leader. He had one of those magnetic personalities. Everyone was attracted to him. You know, he was a superb player on the field against both the pass and the run. Yeah, we didn't necessarily see eye to eye right away, but thank goodness we won Michael over when, you know, we spent some time together and went through some times that were good and bad, and I think that he appreciated the fact that what we were trying to do was in the best interest of everybody and our team being the best we could be. And he became an outstanding captain, very good in the leadership council, did a great job with us that way. Couldn't be more proud of him as he made the transition out of football into life, and how successful he's been in the business he's in now. And so, you know, to his family, his mom and dad and his family, nothing but, you know, congratulations and happiness for this wonderful, wonderful recognition. You know, to be enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame is a wonderful thing, and it gives us another great giant. When we go out there and pass through the Hall of Fame, we can see the bust of another great giant football player along with all the others.
Was seeing eye to eye with Strahan, however you managed to accomplish that, one of the keys, you think, to this first Super Bowl and this, you know, you getting sort of...
Well, I think, no doubt, I think it was because of the fact that that Michael was so strong in the locker room. I think also the way in which our organization handled that summer when he didn't come right into camp, and you know, we still expressed the fact that, I know Michael and I had conversations in which, you know, I said without a doubt that we'd love to have him back, but if his heart was in the right place, and it was when he came back, and you know, nobody was cheering harder in that last drive than Michael Strahan. So Very, very proud of him. Very proud day for the New York Giants.
Tom, do you think he was rare because he played as well against the run as he was a pass rusher?
Rare. Very rare. Not only that, but, you know, as he got into those 14 and 15 years, you know, he took his weight down. He was probably 252, 254, still playing with that kind of power over those right tackles with that great punch and that great extension against the run, and just a great love of the game and competing with tremendous pride, you know. And his thought about fear of failure, I mean, that's a great motivator.
Did his personality kind of, you know, influence you as you progressed in this job? Did you, because he has such an infectious personality. And
well, so do I.
You do too. I'm just saying, but, you know, the two of you playing off of each other, you know, and just growing together.
Well, he's definitely himself, and I try to be myself, but there's no doubt that he's the thing that I picked up on right away is that he's one of the classic. I mean, he has a great time with anybody if he wants to bust their chops, but he can take it. And they come right back at him. They can't wait to get at him, and he was always great at that too. No hard feelings, in other words.
Tom, he's been gone for, I guess, 6 or 7 years now, but it seems like he still has a large shadow on TV.
Well, only because when he comes over, you know, he's struck up a relationship with DeMontre, and he was always here for Tuck and all the guys in that room. And last year in the fall, we had him over, and he sat in there with the defensive coaches, sat in there with the players. We haven't, you know, been able to get him over here yet this year, but I'm sure we will. I'm sure we will.
Do you? I mean, it's hard to take a young player and say, well, you can be like Michael, but is that a good goal to have for somebody, you know, young defensive end? You know, look what he did. Maybe you can do some of that too.
It's a great goal. I mean, he sets a great example. Let's face it. You know, not just as I say, just the way he practices, studied, worked at it. You know. Very opinionated, no question about it, very loquacious. You know, one of those personalities, had a lot of fun, but could get serious and could ask serious questions. And, you know, you have to respect that, always.
What about you personally, to have a guy you coach now be a Hall of Famer?
That's a wonderful feeling, you know, shared by our whole staff, but a great feeling.
Does it also kind of amaze you that he's now a guy that even in retirement you will lean on to set an example? That's a long way from a guy that I would imagine at first you weren't sure, you know, where this was going to end up.
I don't know what you're trying to get me to say. I think I've talked enough about that part of it. No matter what he felt like, he came to work, he worked hard, and he went out and played hard. And so I think that once he realized we were all doing that and trying to do the best we can, then there was never any friction after that. I mean, that last year was tremendous experience for everybody.
You got to go through the hall last year when Phil went in. Are you going to take the team there this
year? Oh yeah, we're going there. We'll travel through. The team is about an hour away. We'll send the team on their way, and we'll stay for the ceremony.
Tom,